Jesus tells this parable about seed which is cast into different areas, and some grows and some does not. We know the parable. We actually even know the location where he gave this parable and when he gave it in his ministry. Many people think of Jesus telling parables as this is the character of Jesus. He liked to teach in parables. Well, they have clearly not read the Gospels. Jesus does not teach in parables until toward the very end of his Galilean ministry. And the reason we heard just now, for 3 years, he has been teaching and preaching, healing, raising the dead, working all sorts of signs. For 3 years, three in the Bible is complete. In a very small piece of geography, an area not much bigger than Los Gatos, he has been working primarily along the northern shore, like a little hat sitting on top of the Sea of Galilee. He's been working in these various villages just along the northern shore of the Sea of Galilee. Occasionally he moves out here and over there, but the majority of his time has been spent in a very small area. These people have heard him preach the gospel. They have heard him teach. They have seen him raise the dead. They have seen him heal for 3 years. Who are these people? Well, those who live along the beach are fishermen. Peter, his house, in fact, beachfront property. Back then, the fishermen had the houses right along the water, and their boats were right there. Peter's house is still there today. Their church is built upon it over the centuries. And the rest of the people who lived outside of the village of Capernaum and all there, they primarily were grain farmers. Those northern hills above the Sea of Galilee are not good for a whole lot except for raising barley and wheat. For 3 years, these men have been listening. Jesus passes into Bethsaida. Ah, Jesus from Nazareth is coming. Let's go listen to him. And so the farmers and the people from the village come and they listen to him. And he teaches, he preaches, he heals. And then he moves on to another village. And the locals, ah, Jesus of Nazareth is here again. Let's go. And then they go and they gather and they listen to him teach and preach, and he goes away and they go about their business again for 3 years. There is a crowd which is starting to follow Jesus from town to town. Jesus' disciples are not just only the 12, which will be apostles sent out, but he has a larger group of about 70 who are following him now. What about the rest? What about the thousands and thousands of people who have heard him teach and preach for 3 years? They have been hearing the word of God, but the seed has been landing on rocky ground, among the thorns, among the birds. Farmers have heard him come. Ah, Jesus is coming. Ah, Jacob, let's go. Abraham, I don't have time. I have to spread my barley. No, this is Jesus of Nazareth. Let's go listen. I've heard him teach before. Let's go one more time. Okay, I'll go. So they sit down and they listen and they gather and crowds are there, 1,000 or so, a couple thousand, and Jesus begins to teach and preach. But this time he tells them how to farm. He tells a bunch of barley and wheat farmers how to cast seed. That's like me trying to explain to some of you computer whizzes here, you know, how to program a computer. Jesus is not a farmer, he's a carpenter. And he's going to tell farmers who do this all day long, how to toss seed and where to toss it. These men do this. This is their fathers, their grandfathers. For thousands of years, they've been doing this. They're the professionals. And he comes and he tells them, look, let me tell you something. Oh, he's going to tell us about the kingdom of God again. And then he says, a farmer went out to sow and he had his bag of seed and he flung it and some landed on rocky ground. And then he flung some more, and some fell, and the birds ate. Oh, Yaakov, I had that happen last week. I was tossing, and some birds ate. I was very angry. Yeah. And then he tossed some more seed, and some fell among the thorns. Ah, oh, Avraham, I know this happened to me last week. And some of it didn't grow. He's telling farmers about farming. As like telling a local, you know, farmer in Salinas how to drive a tractor. They know how to drive a tractor. And then he's done. He gets up. He goes into Peter's house. The disciples, what was that all about? The disciples go to him inside the house and say, Lord, what are you doing? What? Why are you preaching to them in these parables? That is mysteries. What in the world are you talking about? Telling them how to throw seed? Oh, to you is given the kingdom of God and the mysteries thereof. But to them, not so. Lord, why? Because hearing they do not hear, he says. Seeing they do not see. Fulfilled in them is the prophecy of Isaiah. Isaiah was sent to a people who would not listen and would not see. God had sent Amos, Hoshea, Zephaniah, Micah, prophet after prophet to these people, and they wouldn't listen. So he sent Isaiah, and he said, Isaiah, I have a job for you. Go and preach to the people. So Isaiah was called as a new prophet. What do you want me to do, Lord? I want you to preach to them so that they do not understand. I want you to work signs so they do not see and understand. Why, Lord? Because hearing they do not hear and seeing they do not see. Isaiah came and worked wonderful signs and preached an incredible message, but the people did not listen. Isaiah himself is a prophecy, and his life is a prophecy of what came with our Lord, who for 3 years had been teaching and preaching, and it was falling on deaf ears, on blind eyes. Nothing was happening. Only a small group, 100, are now following him. But there are thousands who have received the word, but got distracted with the things of this life. Who have received the word, and were joyful at first, but then trials and tribulations and pleasures, and they were distracted. There were thousands who heard over and over the gospel Jesus preached, saw him work signs, and it was as if they were blind and deaf. And so now, the very end of his ministry, he begins to preach in parables. For the next few days, he just preaches to them. Every time he goes out of the house, the crowds gather, and he tells them another story, a parable. What is he talking about? How to throw seed? What does he mean? But the disciples, when Jesus comes into the house, hear the code that unlocks the mystery. A parable is a mystery unless you have the code that unlocks it. It's a great teaching tool, a great vehicle for a great message, but you've got to have the code that unlocks it. So Jesus gives that to the disciples who want to hear. The disciples who have been listening, who have been seeing. And so, to him who has, more will be given, he says. And to him who has nothing, even what little he has will be taken away from him. People, it's a strange social program. He's talking about what he's about to do. He's about to leave Galilee. Those who have nothing, what little they have will be taken away. Those who have produced no fruit for 3 years, Jesus is about to leave, and even the opportunity to hear the gospel again will be now taken away. But to those who have, more will be given, he says. Those disciples, those 12, those 70, that 100, and even crowds will begin to follow him as he heads down the Jordan Valley to Jerusalem. And so we have a message there for us today, for all of us. For all laity, all Christians, all people of the world, non-Christians, Christians, laity, clergy, deacons, priests, bishops, all of us, are we hearing the gospel with ears that hear? Are we seeing with eyes that see? Or are we like those crowds that have heard over and over and over again? And do not see and do not hear. And so I encourage you today, if you think that you have maybe in your life not heard as much as you should, not seen as much as you should see, make a decision today to change your life. How so? You have a bulletin. On the bulletin is the epistle and gospel reading. Try reading the bulletin, the epistle and gospel with your family. If you're single, at home by yourself, on Sunday when you go home. That's your Sunday evening opportunity to read the epistle and gospel and meditate and pray about it. And If you can, read it maybe every morning this week, or maybe in the evening before you go to bed. And then do the same next Sunday. Let the Word of God not fall on deaf ears, but let it implant in your heart and bear fruit, that it may change your life and the life of those around you, so that we may give glory to Jesus Christ in our life, along with the newly illumined Aurelia Rose. Let us give glory to Jesus Christ with His eternal Father, His all-holy, good, and life-giving Spirit, both now and ever, and unto ages of ages. Amen.